This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Place for the Atlanta Falcons. That's Falcons Flyover, immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike and I live at Hobnob right here at Atlantic Station as we see the crews preparing the stage and all the things to get ready for tonight's festivity.
Oh, you had
Dirty
that
Bird Rally.
Sorry to cut you off. You had the billion-dollar margarita.
How I'm sipping it. You see that because it's $1 billion.
How was that sandwich you had, man?
No, man, look, it's delicious.
What was the sandwich, though?
Oh, that sandwich was unbelievable. Where's the menu? Because you know what it was? It was a short rib. What's it called? Short rib. Yeah. He says it's called the Royale.
It's the Royale.
The sandwich.
It came with au jus.
Oh, it was unbelievable. She had me at au jus. She said that. I said,
I dated a girl named au jus down at FAMU back in
really?
The day. Yeah, it was really sweet. Part Haitian.
She's crazy. I want to keep this glass. I don't know if that comes with the price tag of this. As I tweeted out, don't ask how much it costs. But I got to give credit, man. This is delicious. They have a variety.
The finest glassware at Hobnob. Only the best for Mr. Deuce.
They have a great
list of cocktails.
You
to drink this thing? I mean, every ounce, you're really savoring, I see.
Hell yeah. I am sipping this. I am not going to gulp it down. I'm enjoying it.
And it's funny because we talked about this last week. Becky got me that margarita machine. Man, we're putting that thing into high use.
One margarita. I'm not going there.
Yeah, man. Good time, fun time. But it's a blast to have. Problem with that is we probably need the industrial size. You can only make about five of them at a time. And they go quick. Everybody wants more.
No doubt. So you find yourself in the kitchen. Yeah, blending.
But it is a tasty beverage.
Hey, man, you mentioned this before the break. Coming up, by the way, we will talk to Steve Kuhnen today a little bit later on. And this crazy story about the Clippers and Steve Ballmer, we'll see what Steve can say as a current CEO.
What is Mark Cuban saying about this? Because, you know, Pablo Torre stands by his story. Pablo Torre went in-depth and showed you the whole link of, here's how I found the documents, here's this guy, here, and you can see.
It's an invasion of privacy.
It's clearly Kawhi Leonard. Hell, the company's called KW2. You know what I mean? So it's, and Pablo Torre's like, his number is the number two.
Yeah, well,
on the LLC, which is getting the $28 million off the books from some tree company.
According to public records, all this stuff is accessible. You just got to know what you're looking for.
Right.
And that's part of this. But we'll talk to Steve about that and also about the dogs and all the things that are going on this weekend. And we get ready for the Falcons. That's coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But you were talking about something that you are curious about.
Yeah, I was just of the opinion. If this was a previous regime, for better or for worse, and I sometimes felt like when Thomas Dimitroff had somebody with a contract coming up, generally it's somebody he traded up for, and you're never going to not pay a guy you've already moved assets to get, validate the trade.
Right.
Julio was obviously a guy you were going to keep. Desmond Trufant, you and I argued about that with the listeners for months back in going into the 2016 season. I didn't want him to get the contract extension. Now we're talking about a guy who deserves a contract extension. We saw Mike Garrett get that with the Jets. What about Drake London? Are you surprised? Here we are about less than 48 hours from the kickoff to the season, and Drake London does not have a contract.
No, Garrett Wilson was the guy.
I said Mike Wilson, Garrett Wilson.
And that's the comparison we've been talking about
right.
from a number standpoint.
Same draft class.
Look, they picked up his fifth-year option. He's currently under contract. I don't know if the Falcons are in any rush to do this. And that's not saying he's not important. I just feel like, Mike, you've done right by him by saying, we believe in you, we're going to pick your fifth year up, and let's get through this season. I think he becomes a priority when we get to the offseason, because now you don't want any distractions, right? When you start talking about contracts, and if it got out that Drake and the Falcons were talking about a deal.
And he may get a deal midseason. They may give him an extension in the next few weeks.
But I also think, like, the thing is the thing. The thing right now is the season. That's why it's Cam Hayward's a prime example. They want to get this done.
And he's a squeaky wheel right now. You don't want that going into your first game.
No, before we get into the season. So make the main thing the main thing. The main thing is, what are we going to do right now in this season? Drake London is deserving with what he's done, and he did it with lesser quarterbacks. What is he going to do with Michael Penix? Mike, if he puts up astonishing numbers, and I mean more than 1,200 yards, I mean more than 9 touchdowns, which is what he did last year, Drake London is going to become one of the highest-paid wide receivers in the league. I don't think they're in any rush to do that at this particular junction. I think they wanted to figure out this offseason. One, we got to find some youth and some guys that can get after the passer. We got to help improve some areas on this defensive back, in the back area of our defense. And Drake is a dude. How old is Drake? 23, 24 maybe? Mike, they got to take care of him. But I just don't know if it's
I'm just saying, with Garrett Wilson getting his deal, same draft class, we talked about his numbers. He would have been a three-year, he would have had, honestly, 1,000 yards, 3 years of that.
Yeah.
If he didn't have two bums throwing him the football. So I would say, at age 24, Day-Day just said, I just assumed that, you know, he's, first off, one of the most reliable. Him and Bijan are arguably.
And that's your offense.
And maybe throw in Lindstrom and Jake. They're the most reliable guys on the team. And A.J. Terrell, to a lesser extent, maybe doesn't give you the picks, but you know what you're getting every single day. Just, I mean, it's not a federal case, guys. I'm just a little surprised he didn't get that. I thought we'd be talking about it at camp.
Yeah. Look, I think as we get into next season, and we're so far, I mean, we start Sunday. But as we talk about the future of this organization, we get back to the Braves. Now, some people will argue that the Braves paid all of these guys before they should have. But what happened with Alex Anthopoulos is you've got your core, and we're going to have ours with Penix and Drake and Bijan, right? Your guy, and hopefully Pitts is a part of this too. We'll see. But he's going to be part of that main thing next year when we say, did he do enough to deserve a contract? But it is interesting because you're right. Thomas Dimitroff believed in you. He was going to pay you before time.
Right.
And that hasn't really happened.
From Sam Baker all the way through to Julio and beyond, and to Trufant. Unfortunately, Trufant got injured halfway through the season, and unfortunately, we all know what happened in the Super Bowl. The Patriots kind of exploited some of the other dudes. Was it Jalen Collins?
That's right. Yeah, the kid. Yeah. And once he got hurt, he was kind of never the same.
Right.
Hey, man, we are broadcasting live from Hobnob, as we said. Dirty Birds Rally going on here at Atlantic Station a little bit later on around 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we will talk more about Georgia and Austin Peay. And Barbara Dooley saying Georgia needs to consider letting families in at cheaper prices, which got a lot of people revved up yesterday. But, Mike, as we talk about the defense setting the tone, gets back to last night's game. And I know most football fans, it doesn't matter if you're a Cowboy Eagles fan, everybody's watching. It's the start of the NFL season.
Right.
You're watching.
Numbers were bananas,
oh,
right?
Yeah, if you're a casual fan.
Boys to Men, ABC, BBD. Did you see Boys to Men?
They did.
Singing the anthem? That was kind of tight.
It was awesome. But Falcons defense setting the tone early is important. And last night, you know, you thought that was going to be the situation with the Eagles. Cowboys come out, they run the football effectively. And I'm using this as an example to say, Mike, like Sunday, that has to be a part of it, right? I mean, in games one,
right?
And two, and I'm going to give you some interesting numbers here on Baker in a second, but the Bucs scored on their first four possessions. So my point is the Bucs got the ball, and they immediately, we're going back to last year, came down, punched it in, came down, punched it in. I think we got to get off the field. If they get the ball or we defer, we got to get off the field. And I think the defense has to set the tone early. We can't allow the Bucs, Mike, to have an 80-yard drive to start the game and then punch it in.
Right. But again, I mean, we've seen it. Look at UNC. UNC looked like they were world beaters against TCU. It's not how you start the game. It's how you finish. How do we take some of those body blows? Bucs are going to score some touchdowns in this game. No one debates that. You know, Mike Evans is one of the best wide receivers of his generation. We heard from Rick Stroud. I've been hearing all camp about Igbuka's a weapon you got to watch out for. We got Drake. I wish Mooney was 100%. I hate the fact Mooney's a game-time decision. Nothing against Casey Washington or Ray Ray. Just Mooney's better. They're good. Mooney's better. But this is a game, and let's hope you and I can have all every conversation we have about Pitts is nothing but positive. And Kyle Pitts has a touchdown.
Yeah.
Or wouldn't that be something? Kyle Pitts is, we get the halfway point, Kyle Pitts already get like 6 touchdowns. Right?
And
we don't, I mean, this is where Zach Robinson has got to, and I know we've debated how much do you put on Pitts' shoulders, how much is the quarterback, you know, how much is it the want to of the injuries. But he's got to be. You said it last year. You said it. It was your big preseason proclamation. And we will make our prediction on over under for wins today too, as well.
Yes.
Because it's go time on Friday.
No, it is. I'm sitting back, and I just feel like the new attitude has him in a better place. And that's all I can hope for.
And his quarterback has his back. His quarterback is his biggest fan.
We were talking about Baker and the defense setting the tone. Mike's right. They're going to score points. I just don't want him to, like, punch us in the face and all of a sudden it feels like we have no answers. Mm. Last year, Baker had two great games against us, and it's lost because we won both games.
Right.
But I want to tell you guys, 6 touchdowns in both games overall, 330 total yards between both games. You talk about him doing the job, like he put them in position. But, Mike, Baker played really well against us.
The ball comes out in under 3 seconds, he's really effective. When it's over 3 seconds, that's when he forces it. And that was the number, the metric that they had in the Tampa Bay Times this morning. So you talked about it the other day, how quick the ball came out, right, in both games.
Yes,
and, again, he kind of lures, the defense kind of creeps up, and that's when you got to worry about, you know, Egbuka or Evans over the top. So this, and our young safeties, guys, don't forget, you're going to have Billy Bowman in that nickel and dime package, and we're going to see Xavier Watts from Notre Dame. These guys are all about getting their hands on interceptions, and certainly, hopefully Jesse Bates will be the calming old OG back there to make sure these guys are where they're supposed to be.
Jesse, I need a turnover.
Now, Jesse.
I need the ball, Jesse.
Jesse, I told you, man, that game in Tampa, we had two big turnovers. Jesse with the strip. He punched that ball out just inches before the running back would have been down. And then A.J. Terrell with that interception on the goal line.
Oh. Hell, we just got news, Mike. Roof will be closed on Sunday.
It's going to be 83 and freaking sunny. Put the Buccaneers in the sun. They're used to it. Come on. Why do we spend $250 million for a roof that's never open?
Moist.
Hey, man. The fans will be moist in the 100 section.
Yeah, that word.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just came down.
And by the way, nobody's in that section anyway. They're all drinking $30 cocktails 4 deep behind the visitor's bench.
Look, I didn't know if it would or wouldn't be open. I just assumed season opener, maybe it'll be open.
Why don't they open? Oh, this aggravates me.
Coming up.
Oh, I was in a good mood.
I'm still in a good mood. This billion-dollar margarita's got a brother right.
You going to finish that thing?
No, I'm going to sip on it till 6. Day-Day's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.